I'd spoke to them, and it was quite informal kind of discussions of where I was at, what I was thinking, and obviously was totally honest with them and said, look, I want to play in the Premier League. I think I can play there. I think I've earned the right to be there, so on and so forth. So I want to really exhaust all avenues before I make a commitment to anyone. And they were great with that. They totally understood where I was at. And then obviously got quite far down the line with the Premier League side. And then that breaks down.
Was that West Ham United?
Yep. And then that broke down for whatever reason, but it broke down. And then I started speaking to them again. And, you know, when I spoke to the gaffer, he said, let's meet face-to-face. You know, we got on really well on the phone. Let's meet face-to-face. So we went, had a couple of hours sitting down.
And I understand you went for a meal, didn't you, with Sean?
Well, I never went for a meal. I went...
You got invited round to his house. So how did that go then? What did he cook?
Well, it wasn't an a la carte kind of menu, but it was he made a coffee. He's got a new coffee machine, which he was quite proud to show off. He fancies himself as a bit of a connoisseur of the the black stuff. And then, you know, he made an omelette, which to somebody like me who doesn't cook seems a relatively complex dish. But his wife came in mid-omelette and said it was a terrible one he was making. But it wasn't that bad because I am still here to tell the tale, and I enjoyed it. Thought his cooking was really nice.
And the conversation obviously then got onto football.
The conversation was better, yeah. The conversation was better. And it basically, as I was leaving his house, there was a phone call, which was... My next port of call was meant to be a club in Switzerland who were in the Europa League, who were, you know, you can imagine for tax reasons, offering me quite a nice deal out there for, I think, a 3-year deal it would have been. And I took the phone call and they said, oh, the plane's going to leave Switzerland, such and such, it'll pick you up nearest airport. And I just said, look, don't bother sending it, I'm going to sign for Burnley. I made my mind up, phoned them back. He said, look, go and speak to your family. I went and spoke to my wife, who's from the Northwest anyway. And I said, look, these are the options, but I've decided that this is the best one for me, I think, professionally. And she was totally on board with it. You know, obviously, I had a year out in France, so the language and living out there wouldn't have been a problem. But I just felt that, you know, I wanted to get back playing really, really competitive football. And, you know, no disrespect to Switzerland, I don't think that would have got me the competitive beast inside me where it needed to be. You know, hence, I rock up at Burnley, and the first 2 days, I'm like, I can't wait, this is exactly what I signed up for, and the progress you can make within the framework of this football club, I think for me, is going to be very exciting, and I'm really, really looking forward to what the future holds here.
I know you like going on Twitter, and in the past you did make a comment about Burnley, a slightly disparaging comment about the town. I mean, how do you feel about that now, Joey?
Well, yeah, obviously in hindsight it looks really stupid, and I think sometimes what's lost in social media or Twitter certainly is, you know, irony. You know, it was certainly a two-way street at that stage. I'm not trying to justify it. It was me having a little bit of a laugh and poking fun at, you know, the Burnley fans. And the reason that happens is because, you know, every time you play at Turf Moor, it's an incredibly passionate crowd. And, you know, they do single out players from time to time for a bit of stick. And I've been very unfortunate or fortunate, depending on which way you look at that, to get that stick from them. But I've always seen it as a badge of honour. You know, every ground I go to, I kind of run the gauntlet. And my dad always said to me, you know, they don't really target crap footballers, so it's a massive backhanded compliment to you that they do try and put you off your game. And as I say, Burnley has a real habit, you know, it's a difficult place to play for away players. It's a really good atmosphere, really intimidating, you know, proper old-fashioned, you know, ground. You know, when you drive in from Manchester, it does look a little bit like a cathedral turf more, the way it sits there. So I've always got on with fans I've played for. I've always shared a rapport with them. Every you know, Newcastle, Marseille, Man City, QPR, I've always had a great working relationship with the fans. And that has to be earned. You know, at Burnley, I'm going to have to earn that. You know, for me, I can't wait to get in there and showcase that and, you know, winding opposition fans up, you know, as that was the tweet. You know, that can happen either on the pitch and, you know, stupidly, I wish I hadn't done it in social media space because, you know, it was taken out of context. But fans will give me stick wherever I play, and I always try and stand my ground and, you know, show that it won't affect me. And people keep telling me that there's a little rivalry between Burnley and a little club down the road, and I look forward to playing in that because no doubt they'll target me and they'll target Burnley players. And you know, for me, it'll be kind of wasting the time because it doesn't really affect me because I'm so used to it. I've got rhino skin. I've just had it for about the last 8 years. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, that kind of thing, I think that's where the passion of fans come to the front. And you know, I read an interesting stat about Burnley and Middlesbrough, that they've got the densest population of fans around, you know, the city that they're from. And I mean, that again ticks boxes to the passion. You know, they're passionate fans. I'm a passionate player. We had a disagreement, you know, in terms of they targeted me and I stood and fought my ground. And I think most people see it for that. You know, it wasn't me. If it was taken in a derogatory manner by some people, then, you know, it wasn't meant that way. It was me sort of poking fun and having a little bit of a joke with it. And, you know, my early impressions of Burnley and the city, you know, the sun's out today, it's been out for the last couple of days, are very, very positive. And I think in time, I think Burnley fans will get to appreciate me as much as I'll get to appreciate Burnley.
One person actually threw a bottle of Coke at you once upon a time, didn't they, a Burnley fan?
Yeah, and again, you know, hopefully, I was saying in the press conference earlier today, you know, I need to probably meet the guy, because, you know, the 46 games in the Championship, you know, you've got 23 home games. He's going to have a lot of opportunities to get me again if I don't nullify him. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, I don't bear any grudges. For me, it's water off a duck's back, and, you know, hopefully I get to meet him and we can have a laugh and a joke about it, because it was a phenomenal shot. I mean, I'm more gutted the fact that I never got out the way of it, you know, but your reactions do slow down a little bit as you get older.
And I've just got to mention as well, and I know you have to fend this off all the time about what's happened in the past, and you're a very different person perhaps to what you were 5 years ago, because you're a father now, you've got two young children. Has that made a difference? Because some fans perhaps aren't totally convinced that you're here. A lot of fans are happy that you are, but there are one or two that might need convincing.
Yeah, and I think the best way to convince them is on the pitch. I mean, you know, talk is relatively cheap. I think, you know, performances are going to go a long way to winning a lot of people over, and you know, I'm very confident that I can do that, and the future will sort of be kind of watch this space on this as to your past. Then, you know, if I'd have been a goody two shoes and never had an ounce of trouble, you know, they probably either wouldn't know who I was or I wouldn't be playing for Burnley. So that comes kind of with the territory. I mean, the reality of it is, you know, the person that was getting into trouble, the person that was misbehaving off the pitch, so on and so forth, it's not really a representation of the man that I am today, because, you know, as a human being, you go through a maturing process. And, you know, mine was a lot more rocky than you would have planned out. But, you know, you still come through it, and, you know, you stand here today as a fast approaching 33-year-old. And, you know,
it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, you almost have to explain that, but then it kind of makes no sense, because it's not really a representation of who you are, even though it is. You know, there's all things we've all done when we were younger that we're not proud of. Unfortunately for most of us, it's not it's not right regurgitated every time you link with a team by the press. But that's the territory, and, you know, there's nothing I can really do about the past. There's nothing I can do about it. But what I can affect is the future, and, you know, hopefully, as I say, you know, performances and my behavioural conduct in and around the football club will go a long way to appeasing anybody who had any doubts about me.